You're about to hear something which is so good, you may need medical attention after this. Only joking. It's time for the interviews with Adam Wood.
Morning, Rich.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me back.
Brilliant. So we're going to talk about Rich's brand new album. It's called Oh. I was quite impressed with the photo on the front with your hand. I was quite impressed with that. You opened the parcel.
It's not actually me.
Is it not?
No, it's a colleague of mine who I work with on the bingo site, and it's her husband.
Oh, well.
But the photo just seemed to fit the title perfectly.
Yeah.
It did. The title and I needed a photo.
So, we'll just pick up from last time, right? I'll basically explain it, or you can explain. You've got your own publishing or company or whatever, Pink Dolphin Music Ltd.
Yes.
And you use that to publish your own music, is that right?
Yes, I do. At the moment, it's just for me, but it's a way of getting my creative output out there to people.
Are you looking at expanding that to bring in other artists, or...?
I am in the future, but not quite yet. I haven't got any concrete plans as of yet.
But definitely something to look towards in the future.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Last time we were here, I played a couple of tracks, which were from the album, which I loved then, but the whole album as a piece is something which can brilliant. Now, can you download and buy that now, or...?
Yes, you can. It's available on iTunes and Amazon, and also from a website on CD, or you can download it from iTunes and Amazon.
I've just asked this question. Do you prefer CD or do you prefer digital download?
I actually use digital downloads myself. It doesn't really bother me, but I prefer vinyl. I'm a big vinyl junkie. I've got about 1,000 records, so they're cluttering up the living room.
I read an article in the, I can't remember what magazine it was, and they were saying vinyl's on its way back. It's like more people are growing back in love with it.
Yeah, I think it could well be. There's a lot of current bands and artists releasing on vinyl, and I think that's helping to keep it alive.
Do you have any plans of releasing on vinyl or not?
Hopefully in the future. Not at the moment, but in the future I would like to.
Rich, you say on your website, slightly skewed from the norm sounds of music.
Yes. It's basically, I don't listen to much dance music, even though I create it and record it. So I listen to a lot of rock and alternative music, like Nick Cave and Richard Thompson and Billy Bragg. And I try, and I think that seeps into my music, so it doesn't sound like everybody else, if you know what I mean.
And do you think that's what makes you different from the market and the competitors?
I think it is. I think generally people create what they love, and I love electronic dance music, but I prefer the way I do it. I like to keep myself untainted from a lot of what's going on, if you know what I mean. It's strange to say, but I do love electronic dance music. And I do listen to some of it, but I'm a massive Chemical Brothers fan. Mm-hmm. But I try and keep my music as fresh as possible.
So was there any influences for the music you've wrote, so such as In Memory or Young Love? Is there influences from your personal life, or is it all...?
Yes. In Memory is about my father-in-law who passed away last year. And he brought us a lot of laughter and a lot of fun into our lives. And I just felt... through the grieving process, it's helped me to write a song to get through that. And I wanted to include it on the album because I wanted to make it more happy music. Yeah. I didn't want it to be a sad song because we had so much fun with him. So I hope that comes across in the music.
It's that's probably one of my favourite ones off the album, and it's just a different dynamic on dance music, and it's something you don't hear a lot of in that kind of scene.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm very proud of that song. It was difficult to write, because it was a difficult time. Yeah. But once it came together, I listened to it a couple of months later after I'd finished it. I thought, yes, that works. And then I played it to my wife when it was finished. She hadn't heard it during the process, during the recording process, and she loved it. She thought it was great. So I thought, yes, I've done it right.
Are you moving into the gigging scene, or are you interested in any of that kind of thing, like playing live music?
I'm not playing live at the moment. I don't quite know how I would do it. I don't know if I would go out solo with a big bunch of samplers and keyboards, or if I would get a band together and have guitars and drums and then play the music that way. So I'm toying with the ideas, but it's something I'm definitely looking at for the future.
Because it with dance music, which is slightly different to the rest of dance music, I think it would bring a kind of new audience into dance music and introduce them into it as such.
Yes, I think it could do that. It would be nice to get out there and perform these songs. However, at the moment, it's just me. So I don't know if people would like to come and see just me, if you know what I mean.
Do you think Facebook and Twitter and YouTube have benefited you massively? Are you on YouTube? Or?
Yes, I am on YouTube, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I think they have helped. I get a lot of positive feedback from people saying whether they like the songs or not when I release new material. Yeah. And that's helped me shape, well, maybe I should do something like this because someone suggested something. And it's a good way to interact with people. I've enjoyed it.
It's that audience connection or communication, isn't it? It's all about trying to get what people want.
Yes, it is. And I think it's great, especially for emerging artists such as myself, because you can really speak personally to individual people and find out exactly what makes them tick, and hopefully create something that they'll like.
Do you think I'll do that question after the song. Do you think have you had any more music on the TV programs, such as like on E4, or is that
not yet? I've had the Skins episode and the Hollyoaks episode and the Channel 5 advert, but nothing in the pipeline as of yet, but here's hoping that somebody picks up on some of the new tracks.
And if you're listening, contact Rich. Because we all would love to. I think that's quite important, like if you look at some of the bigger artists, like is it Beyonce with the Venus with the shaver, you know, that's all. It's helped her career massively, hasn't it? Having product associated with it. And that's the way a lot of artists are going now, with they can get their song associated with a brand or a product or a TV show.
Yes. And what amazed me was when it was in the Skins episode, I listened to it and it took me a few seconds to realise this was my tune. It just seemed to fit with the action on the screen so well that I thought it was written by somebody else for the TV show. It's amazing how what they did with it to turn it into to go with the action.
And that's the brilliant thing about TV and post-production. It can all fit, doesn't it?
Yes. It really surprised me that I didn't almost recognise my own track, even though I knew it backwards, because I didn't expect to appear with the action, if you know what I mean, even though I knew it was on the show.
So back to your music, we had this conversation last time, but do you take a lot of inspiration off mainstream music? Do you listen to mainstream?
I do listen to some mainstream music, but not lots. I'm liking the script at the moment. Yes. I'm liking the scripts in your album. And also, I like a bit of Jesse J and Ed Sheeran and Adele. But apart from that, I don't listen to a lot of mainstream music. My tastes are slightly left of centre, if you know what I mean. They're slightly skewed, as my own music is.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds fan. So that's where I listen to a lot of the time.
Do you think that, like, getting the music played on, like, big radio stations like Radio 1 or like, local station, like, regional or local stations like Key 103 or Metro Radio and stuff like that, do you think that's important, or do you think the power of YouTube and podcasting and that kind of thing overrides that?
No, I think it's all important. I think the time somebody can hear your song, then the more chance they have of it sticking in their head and them thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind buying that, or I wouldn't mind downloading that, and them to then it spurs them on to find out more. I think if you just have YouTube or just have the local radio or just have Radio 1, it's not going to make as much of an impact as if you have all three. So I think everybody working together. I don't think the online world is taking over the more standard forms of publicising things. I think radio is very important still.
Do you think, like, do you upload any music to, like, BBC Introducing or that kind of thing to...
I haven't yet, but I've been looking at it, so I've been thinking about doing that.
There's also Amazing Tunes out there, which is the base for Amazing Radio, which is a...
Yes, I did have my music on there when I first started back in 2010, and I was played on Amazing Radio quite a few times.
So do you think that's very important, uploading to them kind of sites for people to pay, like, especially DJs and that kind of thing, to pay attention and to listen and look for standout tracks?
Oh yes, I think it's a good service. It gives the people starting out nowadays a leg up, and I think it really helps them, as well as being exciting having your track playing the radio for the first time, which is a wonderful feeling. I remember when it was first, when after my first was played on Amazing Radio, it was about 11 o'clock at night, and myself and my wife crowded around the radio and listened, and it was a very exciting feeling. But it also helps get you to a wider audience and gets you used to self-publicising, which you have to do a lot of. Coldplay and people, they have to do interviews, but they also have publicists to work for them. Myself, I do it all myself, so I'm learning how to as only music in the best way, which is true to my personality.
Do you think that, like, when people listen to music or don't know the name of a song, like with digital radio now, you can get the name of the song comes up and whatever else, but do you think people, like, if I don't know the name of a song and I search a lyric on, like, Google or something like that, and it comes up with a song that I'm interested in, do you think people start to do that with all kinds of music, or do you think it's... Or do you think... Do you know what I mean?
No, I think people do. Google has become part of our lives, and it's become the first go-to option for a lot of people. I know that we do it myself and my wife. If we need to know anything, just Google it. And if you have your stuff on Google, which my links are, then it can help people find you. I think it's a very useful tool.
What's the one standout track to you off your album, in your opinion, or do you not have one?
I really love Hollywood Dream. I met a lady on Twitter who followed me, and I followed her back, and we started chatting, called Elaine Kelly.
Yeah.
And she lives in Canada, and she's not a musician, but she knows what she likes. And she started saying, we should do a track like this, and gave me a lot of information, a lot of detail about how she would want it. So I created the track around her vocal, and I just think it stands out, and I just love that track. It was very quick to record, very quick to produce, and it just comes out sounding fresh to me, and I like that. And we became very good friends, and we're still in touch now.
Do you do you design all your artwork for your album cover, or does somebody else do?
Yes, I do. No, I do it myself, and I'm quite proud of what I've done this time. I try and have something that's visually captivating.
It is, yeah.
That makes people interested to look at what it is. Because I grew up, I'm a massive Beatles fan, and of course the White Album is just white. And Sgt. Pepper is so colourful and detailed. And I grew up looking at these album covers and thinking, yes, I want to make music and make album covers which you could put on the wall, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you see that album when you sent through in the post and it came, I was like, that's different straight away. It looks visually appealing. It's got that appealing, even the inside of it with your picture on the back of like where the CD sits and stuff. It's visually looks good. It's different. You know, it stands out.
That's what I was aiming for.
If you sat that in a shop with 20 other different CDs, that's going to stand out compared to everybody else's.
That's what I hope, so thank you for that.
It's brilliant. Have you got any plans for recording in the future? I know you've just released an album, but you got any plans for new songs, new singles?
Yes, I'm sitting in my studio at the moment at home, and I've got my computer monitor, and I've got little post-it, notes all stuck around with little half lyrics written on and titles, so the creative juices are starting to flow once again. So yes, I'm sure I'll be back to creating new music very soon.
Well, you'll have to keep informed, and we'll get music, because at Lionheart we will hear about supporting local and unsigned music. Well, I am a big on like YouTube and that kind of thing. I was looking for covers and new artists emerging, and it's like getting that balance between mainstream signed and new artists.
I think it's great what you do, and people like you. It really is a big help, and also to help the listener, because you're bringing the music which they almost certainly wouldn't have heard anywhere else, and it might be their new favourite track. And music, whoever creates it, if it's a mainstream artist or an emerging artist, it deserves to be listened to.
Yeah.
Because it's someone's worked hard to create it, and it deserves to be listened to, so I think you do a great job.
Do you want to get all the website details and stuff? Do you want to read them out?
Yes, my website is richjamesmusic.com, and if you click news, you can get a free download of the track In Memory, and you can go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/richjamesmusic.
I'll put a link on the line. I'll put a link on the Lionheart page to everybody to send them there.
Thank you. And Twitter, of course, is @richjamesmusic.
Twitter's the way forward. Do you prefer Twitter or Facebook?
I do Twitter.
Yeah.
I like how you can have more of a conversation on Twitter.
Yeah, Facebook's very blocky, isn't it? Very.
Yes. I don't like the new timeline, and I'm not a massive fan of that.
I didn't like it at first, but it's growing on us. I think it works.
Oh, right. Maybe I'll spend some more time with it then.
It's brilliant. So thanks for coming on again.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.